Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for our inaugural earnings call. Yesterday, before the market opened, we issued a press release announcing our results for the first quarter ended March 31st. A copy of the press release is available in the Investor Relations section of our website. Now, before we begin, for those of you who are less familiar with Duos, I'd like to take a minute to provide a brief background on who we are and what we do. At Duos, we provide what we call advanced, intelligent, security, and analytical technology solutions. In simple terms, we create custom, flexible, and highly sophisticated solutions for our customers that focus on improvements in their business process and with a measurable return on their investment. We'll talk a little bit about the ROI later on in the discussion. And to do that, we use many different proprietary state-of-the-art technologies developed by our company. This broad range of advanced tools include machine learning and other forms of artificial intelligence, as well as advanced video analytics, which we deliver through our software platforms, Precision and Centrica. Our primary focus is on mission-critical security, inspection, and operations. And while our technology is flexible enough to be industry agnostic, our target markets today are in the rail transportation sector and in retail distribution centers, as well as critical infrastructure, security, and law enforcement. Duos has been in the business of providing highly sophisticated turnkey engineered solutions for a number of years. One of our significant future revenue drivers is our comprehensive rail inspection portal technology. We developed two variants, one that addresses border security, that we have deployed security inspection systems for freight rail on most U.S.-Mexican rail border crossings. And most recently, we developed another variant that is much more comprehensive, a much more comprehensive version for the mechanical inspection of rolling stock. To put this latest technology into perspective, there are approximately 140,000 miles of active rail tracks in North America. Hundreds of rail yards, by rule, each train before exiting a rail yard has to be inspected for mechanical anomalies, a process that typically takes approximately 3 hours on average. Our rail inspection portal technologies are designed to capture ultra-high definition images of all four sides of each rail car while trains are traveling through our portal at speeds of up to 120 miles. Using our proprietary machine learning models, we are inspecting the rail cars for technical anomalies. Our inspection portal is designed to be installed on an active high-speed rail line, typically between two rail yards. Detections are immediately notified to the next rail yard, allowing inspection personnel to focus only on the rail cars with noted detections. Using our technologies, more anomalies are detected than through the manual process. The inspection process is faster, safer, and much more efficient. After installing two prototypes, which have been very successfully operated since the second quarter of last year, the industry has demonstrated a keen interest to implement this technology with the expectation that once all inspection targets can be inspected automatically through algorithmic models, the industry will pursue regulatory change to make automated inline inspection the standard. Our legacy security-centric applications are installed in a number of different industries, including finance, petrochemical, and correctional facilities. Since becoming a public company in 2015, we have focused on advanced developments of our technologies in the areas of machine learning, artificial intelligence, and video analytics, allowing us to address a wide range of mission-critical customers. Customer requirements, which are a standard proprietary platform. In some cases, we also develop specialized technologies for specific industry applications. Examples are vehicle undercarriage examiner, we call it the VUE, and linear speed sensor to overcome limitations of existing available third-party technologies. For our rail industry focus, we work closely with the Train Technology Center in Colorado, also known as TTCI, which is part of the American Association of Railroads, who validates new technologies before taking them to market. Most recently, we completed development of our thermal vehicle undercarriage examiner for automatic identification of hotspots on locomotives and rail cars. We believe this latest innovation is a breakthrough in inspection and detection capabilities and is rapidly gaining great interest within the rail industry. In addition to our strength in technology development, Duos is also the reputation of implementing in ways that do not force a change in our customers' business practice. A significant aspect of our core platforms is their adaptability to various verticals with very little adjustments. By pursuing multiple verticals simultaneously, we are able to significantly reduce market segment vulnerabilities. We will continue to develop and enhance our core technologies and implementation of the intellectual property. We believe these ongoing developments will support a growing top line and road to profitability. In a minute, I'll come back to the line to further elaborate on some of these developments and to provide an outlook on the rest of the year. But before I do, I'd like to turn the word over to our CFO, Adrian Goldfarb, who will walk you through the financial results for the quarter. Adrian?
Thank you, Gianni. Before getting into my discussion of the first quarter results, I would like to discuss some changes that have been implemented in our financial reporting. The Financial Accounting Standards Board gives guidance to issuers for reporting financial results through accounting standards codifications, also known as ASC. Starting with the quarter we just reported, the company has adopted ASC 606, covering revenue recognition from contracts with customers. Specifically, where previously we reported revenues on a percentage completion basis, we have refined and adjusted our reporting to conform with the new standard using the input method, which recognizes revenue based on costs incurred until delivery to the customer. Although this has had a minimal impact on our revenue in Q1 and a slightly bigger impact on gross profit in that quarter, shareholders should feel confident that our financial reporting continues to give an accurate reflection of the overall performance of the business. Now, turning to our financial results for the first quarter ended March 31st, 2018, total revenue increased 11% to $1.1 million from $1 million for the same period in the prior year. The increase in total revenue was largely the result of an increase in project revenue, offset by a decrease in maintenance, technical support, and IT asset management services. The revenue increase in projects is a result of an ongoing transition to new offerings, including intelligent analytics and machine learning from our traditional legacy security-centric offerings. Gross profit increased 18% to $477,000, or 42% of total revenue, compared to $404,000, or 39% of total revenue, for the same period in the prior year. The increase in gross profit was mainly the result of the increase in project revenues and the positive effect of new projects achieving gross margins close to historical norms. The increase was partially offset by certain accounting changes related to the implementation of ASC 606, as discussed earlier. Operating expenses were $1.2 million compared to $1.3 million for the same period in the prior year. The decrease in operating expenses was mainly due to a decrease in selling and marketing expenses, professional expenses, and general and administration expenses. The decrease was offset by a less than 5% increase in salaries, wages, and contract labor, and research and development expenses as we prepare for the implementation of new projects going forward. Net loss totaled $743,000, or 4 cents per share, compared to a net loss of $2.3 million, or $1.21 per share in the first quarter of 2017. The improvement in net loss was primarily attributable to the elimination of non-cash charges incurred for 2017 for debt discount expense and warrant derivative losses on debt related to bridge financing. For the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2018, we expect total revenue to be at least $9.3 million, representing a 146% increase compared to $3.9 million reported in 2017. This guidance is based on numerous contracts in backlog that are already performing and scheduled to be executed during or before the fourth quarter of this year. Additional awards are expected during the course of the year. Turning now to the balance sheet, although we reported cash of approximately $66,000, our cash on hand at this time is approximately $400,000. For context, I would like to point out that one of the effects of our recent contract awards that Gianni will discuss is that we have drawn down cash to fund initial equipment purchases as well as additions to our staff in preparation for project execution. In addition to our cash on hand, we also have net receivables of approximately $1.3 million for which we expect payment within the next 30 days. Our capital raise in late 2017 gives us sufficient runway to execute our business in 2018, and we do not expect to need to raise funds in the foreseeable future. The raise in late 2017 also allowed us to repay almost all outstanding long and short-term debt and other certain financing for business operations such as insurance. In summary, we are comfortable with our financial position at this time and anticipate continuing improvements in our balance sheet as the year progresses. This completes my financial summary. I'd now like to turn the call back over to Gianni for additional insights into our recent operational progress as well as our outlook for the rest of 2018. Gianni.
Hey, thanks, Adrian. I might mention that within the coming 30 to 45 days, we expect to bill an additional $3.5 million so that will help stabilize our cash flow beyond 2018, of course. With our company background and financial overview now completed, I'd like to provide an update on some of our recent operational developments and key wins, as well as our outlook for the remainder of the year. From a high-level perspective, we believe that 2018 will be a major turning point for our company. Moreover, as we look back at 2017 and the events that transpired over that time, we took certain necessary steps that were difficult and at the time required patience, but they have ultimately enabled us to transition into this new phase, which we believe will be one of long-term sustainable growth. More specifically, last year, in addition to the successful capital raise Adrian just mentioned, which allowed us to strengthen our balance sheet, we also spent the necessary time on maturing our various technologies under development, getting them to a point where we are now ready for implementation. Thanks to these efforts, we are now at the point where we believe we can really scale exponentially within our identified target market. As we look at the first quarter in particular, this period was more of a prelude to what we believe will be large-scale growth and new contract wins we are now beginning to realize in our current quarter. Although from a revenue perspective, Q1 seems similar to the equivalent period a year ago, the numbers mask some fundamental changes that the business undertook and is continuing to execute. We spent the quarter engaged in building our operational and business development staff in all key areas. We also have expanded our execution team with key additions in management, engineering, project management support. Most importantly, we solidified our offerings that have been in operation as operational prototypes, giving confidence to our customers that the solutions offered can deliver both operationally and provide the return on investment that they anticipate. These changes allowed us to confidently bid on some very large opportunities. To highlight the scope and magnitude of this larger contracts we are now pursuing, I'll take a minute there to discuss two of our more recent major wins. First, as you may have seen from our press releases earlier this week, we were just awarded a multi-million-dollar contract from Canadian National, a leading North American Class 1 transportation logistics company to implement new measures targeted at preventive maintenance, improved reliability, draw reduction, and overall performance. More specifically, we will be installing 4 complete rail inspection portals, as well as our first commercial thermal undercarriage inspection system. The system will be based on our proprietary rail-car inspection portal, or RIP, technology, which is the combination of several proprietary technologies and subsystems. Our RIP system substantially improves effectiveness of not only rail-car inspections through high-resolution 360-degree imaging of the rail-cars, but it also incorporates critical security features to help monitor and maintain the structural health of rail cars. We are very optimistic about the future application of the system and look forward to the new business opportunities it will create for us. Beyond that, the rest of our library of automated inspection systems is also rapidly expanding and represents another major growth path for our company. We hope to deploy several additional systems in the near future throughout Canadian National's rail network, as well as with other potential new customers, and we are working towards that goal. Additionally, as we announced last month, we were also awarded a $2.8 million contract by one of the nation's largest retail chains to streamline and automate the gatehouse operations across that corporation's national distribution centers. This automated system is based on the same proprietary inspection portal core technology that we use for rail inspections, but we have adapted it to truck and container traffic entering and exiting distribution centers, which showcases the true flexibility and versatility of this technology. In automating this otherwise manual process, we will be reducing human error, improving efficiency, and significantly increasing throughput of in and outbound vehicle traffic to and from the distribution centers. Put together, this recent multi-million dollar award in 2 of our target market segments provide us with not just validation for our entries into those industries, but also a foundation to achieve sustainability over the long term. Of course, as we look to continue expanding our business, we also recognize the need to expand in other areas to complement this growth. In other words, we need to invest in growth of our people, and that means expanding our resource pool, especially our leadership team, with people capable of maintaining and increasing our operational momentum. It's with this principle in mind that we recently appointed Noel Hikes as President and Chief Operating Officer of our operating subsidiary, Duos Technologies, Inc. Noel has spent over 20 years in the technology space and has worked within multiple industry sectors, including defense, government, and commercial entities, having been instrumental in driving business growth through direct customer relations with large organizations. She also has a strong track record of translating complicated technology concepts to client solutions while remaining focused on technology commercialization. Noel is going to play a significant role in shaping our operational foundation, which will be key to our long-term growth, and we could not be more excited to have her on board. In summation, we believe that the future is bright for us, and we are looking forward to the remainder of the year as we execute on our company goals for 2018 and beyond. And with that, we are ready to open the call for your questions. Operator, please provide the appropriate instructions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you do wish to ask a question, it's star then 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Your first question comes from the line of Ashok Kumar, Think Equity. Please proceed.
Hello, Gianni and Adrian.
Hello, Ashok.
Congratulations again on the major rollout of the second generation in a product with CNI. And I would assume there is a service contract associated with it, right, which could further increase the total revenue opportunity here, because optically this looks like a much bigger opportunity than what you have done with Ferromex, and again, a significant validation of your second generation technology.
Yeah, so the answer is you are right on the money. The service and maintenance contract is currently under negotiation. We have agreed on the price already, but that's a separate agreement, and that is going to be approximately a $2.5 million contract in addition to this.
And just to clarify, Gianni, so the 9.3, that includes the Kohl's order, right? So the guidance for 2018.
Yes.
And so there's upside on that from both in a C&I from the hardware side, service side, and then you have Kohl's laid on top of it.
So we have a tendency of being conservative in our guidance. It's very possible that in the next quarter earnings call, we will adjust our guidance. Unlikely down, most likely up. But again, as we are reporting on the first quarter, it all looks very, very great and good, but we're trying to be a bit conservative in estimating our annual revenue.
Great.
But your observation is right.
Great. One related question for Adrian with the adoption or the impact of 606. I was wondering, would that, maybe I think depress your margins near term, but normalize it a quarter or two out, and then related to that would be, the break even, right? I would assume it's still in this 10 to 11 million range, even as you staff up, right? So those two questions, please.
Yes. So Ashok, you're correct. The impact of ASC 606 is in the near term, and it really is, as I've talked about this many times, is really related to inter-period accounting. Once the project completes, there's, of course, no impact, and since most of our projects complete in under the year, and certainly for this year what we have, there's expected to be no impact for that. And I'm sorry, you asked a follow-on question as well?
The break-even, Adrian, just the break-even as you staff up, right? Just I'm wondering what your envision as the break-even level for the company.
Yeah, so we have not issued guidance on break-even at this time,
okay.
But we'll probably comment on that at the next call.
Got it. Once again, I think, kudos on this huge validation, right? With CNI, and I think that's a testament to the value proposition of the technology platform, the YouTube customer. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you. Just a quick reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask an audio question, it's star then one on your telephone. Thank you. At this time, this concludes our question and answer session. I'd now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Arcanini for his closing remarks.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for joining us on today's call again. I especially want to thank our employees, partners, and of course investors for their continued support. We look forward to updating you and reporting many more great news in the near future. That is concluding our call. Operator, Mark?
Thank you. Before we conclude today's call, I would like to provide Duos Safe Harbor Statement that includes important cautions regarding forward-looking statements made during this call. This earnings call contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking terminology such as believes, expects, may, will, should, anticipates, plans, or similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Such statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainty which could cause Duos Technologies Group, Inc., actual results to differ materially from those anticipated by the forward-looking statements. These risks and uncertainties include, but are not limited to, those described in Item 1A in Duos Annual Report on Form 10K, which is expressly incorporated herein by reference, and other factors as may periodically be described in Duos filings with the SEC. Thank you for joining us today for Duos Technology Group first quarter 2018 earnings conference call. You may now disconnect. Have a great day.